And with only 15 minutes of space flight under our belt, this young president committed the country to this.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
So, with only 15 minutes of flight under our belt, not even make Earth orbit, that young president committed us to go to the moon within this decade and kick the Russians' butt in space. We had a mission. The astronauts certainly had some flights ahead for them. So we were in business. It was serious competition. We got John Glenn ready, as you know, in February of 62. And he climbed aboard, and guess what was one of the first things he acknowledged from Earth orbit? Can you see that little blip? That's Perth. Perth was the first city to be acknowledged on planet Earth from our astronaut corps. And that was a big deal because we were so dependent upon your tracking stations in those early flights. John retired. We were told, John's a national treasure. We'll never take another chance flying him in space. So he retired. He left the space program because basically no chance for him to fly Gemini or Apollo. That's a true story. He was basically determined to be a treasure for the country. So we will not see him fly again. So he went away, became a U.S. senator, did a great job. But all of a sudden, he convinced a president by the name of Bill Clinton to fly on the shuttle at the age of 77. And he did. And it was a very successful flight. And look at these pictures that he got on that flight some many years ago of that same area that we looked at earlier, known as Perth. John is our last member of the Mercury family living today. He's 96 years old. He's doing fine. And so he was a real contributor along with all those other Mercury guys in the early years. We went into the Gemini program, probably a program totally forgotten. But let me tell you, folks, it was a major training exercise for those astronauts. We did our first walk in space with Ed White. We did a number of multi-flights, and here's one I'll share with you of Wally Schirra.
Sitting atop 100 tons of explosive liquid fuel, Wally Schirra proves unbelievably cool when his Titan rocket fails.
That's Wally. We're just sitting here breathing. That's so typical of Schirra. You know why he didn't eject? Because he had flown before on a Mercury, and he felt it in the seat of his pants. And although all the instruments went off in that spacecraft saying it had lifted off, it hadn't. And that's why he didn't hit the chicken switch and eject, because he knew that machine hadn't launched. 3 days later, launched it, went well. So now we've got our first to have two spacecraft in orbit at the same time. These fighter pilots loved this machine because they had a window. You're looking out the window on the right seat. They're riding in it, looking out like they're in a cockpit. They got a joystick, ejection system, and they're flying side by side, feet apart, at 17,500 miles an hour in Earth orbit. And they loved it. This is Frank Borman over here on the other spacecraft with Jim Lovell. They went up for 14 days. And of course, Wally, once he got up there, he reminded them that the Army was going to get beaten in football. The Army was going to get beaten in football by the Navy. So he put a little sign up in the window saying, "Beat Army." And sure enough, the Navy did beat the Army in football that weekend. Now, that was typical of Schirra. He liked to do jokes and gotchas, and he did a lot of those. This is a shot of them first in Houston. They have been made honorary Texans. They've also been made honorary Texas Rangers. And I asked Wally, I said, "What are you saying to Alan Shepard with that Texas Ranger certificate in your hand?" He's saying, "Guess what, Shepard? No more speeding tickets in Texas. And ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you they used those Texas Ranger certificates when they drove those Corvettes flat out 90, 100 miles an hour on those flat Texas roads, because they were car crazy, except for John. John drove a Hudson. He drove a Hudson. Everybody else drove Corvettes. And they definitely tested their ability to do things in Texas with Corvettes.